HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. When the 119th Congress convenes today, Republicans will be in control of the House and the Senate. One of the first orders of business for the House will be electing a speaker. That must happen before any business is conducted. Texas GOP Congressman Michael Cloud says it's crucial to elect a speaker ASAP.
Cloud said in a Thursday evening post on social platform X, quote, "There are concerns that a delay in electing a speaker could lead to a brief delay in enacting President Trump's agenda. The other option on the table is maintaining the status quo, which will undoubtedly fail Trump's agenda. I'm working to help find a third option. We must ensure the House is structured to enact the America First agenda in a way that has permanence." Cloud also said he believes eventually backing Speaker Mike Johnson has been his goal all along in the wake of a Thursday meeting with him. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, we're learning more about the deadly attack, a pickup truck used as a weapon in New Orleans.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
Christopher Rea, the deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division, who said the assailant also posted 5 videos to his Facebook page in the hours before the violence.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friend, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers. End quote.
Rea also said there was no connection between the attack in New Orleans, where 15 people died, and the Tesla Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas. I'm Shelley Adler.
2 people killed in the crash of a small plane in Fullerton, California. The plane crashed into a furniture factory near the airport. Both of the victims were on board the plane. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 96 points higher. This is SRN News. 2025 will bring some key Supreme Court rulings.
We'll probably have to wait until June, though the court can release a decision whenever it wants to. A lot of Christians will be waiting to see how the justices rule on a Tennessee law that bars doctors from giving life-altering drugs to children so they can live as the opposite sex. Then there's a Texas law that would require online pornographers to make sure their customers are at least 18 before letting them onto the website. The high court is considering about 50 cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants the U.S. to be energy independent, and that goal could impact the persecution of Christians abroad. A new report from International Christian Concern points out that 8 of the 12 members of OPEC, the consortium of oil-producing nations that the U.S. buys from, regularly persecute believers. ICC says ongoing trade and the failure of the U.S. government to assign genuine consequences to nations fraught with religious freedom abuses stagnates the progression of human rights. Iran's ambassador is called on the carpet by Italy, which is demanding that Iran release an Italian journalist.
For its part, Tehran demanded during a meeting on Thursday that Italy free an Iranian citizen arrested on a U.S. warrant in connection with a drone attack in Jordan that killed 3 American troops. The developments escalated a sensitive 3-nation diplomatic tangle that's dominated Italian media for days. The man that the U.S. Justice Department is seeking is wanted on charges of supplying the drone technology to Iran that was used in an attack last January on a U.S. outpost in Jordan that killed 3 American troops. Keith Peters reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls President-elect Trump strong and unpredictable, but he adds it's not possible to end 3 years of war in a day. It's something Mr. Trump has said he could do. More details from SRNnews.com.